flying by and watching down below. I see a new sunrise filling up my eyes and showing me my lungs. I just wanna know why you come here. Give me a kiss every time it's time to go. I wonder why you're saying goodbye when we should be saying hello. So I just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Let it go, let it go.
WMFO in Medford, just after 10 o'clock, 10:02 actually. I'm Mike. Let me tell you what I played in that set, and then we'll introduce our next guest. Started off with a local band, Linda Vienne's band, Girl with a Hawk, from their latest EP called Keeper Lit. That was good enough. The Boo Devils, from just this year, brand new, from a record called It's Only the End, that was even closer. Wimp had the third song of the set. They spell it W, small I, capital M, capital P. Brand new single this year called Set You Free. Jess Locke, just a great song, came out this year from a record called Real Life, that was Uncomfortably Happy. And just heard Pan Arcadia, again, new from this year, Life as We Know It. All right. I want to thank Garrett. It was really nice to speak with him. So much going on with him. And I have somebody similar with an awful lot of stuff going on. I got Mr. Adam Sherman here, sitting right across from me.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm a little tired, but I'm good.
Yeah, a little tired, but it's not too bad. It's a nice day out there.
Yeah, finally, huh?
Yeah.
So you have an awful lot going on as well. I've been fortunate enough to get involved with a new record label here in town called Rock Garden Records. And I'll let you tell the story, but you and I were just sort of talking about, you know, something else. I think it had to do with Nervous Eaters or something. And I was telling you about how this new record company came along, and you said, tell me about that. All right, you continue the story.
Well, you know, the thing that caught my attention was that you said that they were looking at this as an opportunity to do a 360 deal with artists. 360 deal, what that means, in case you don't know, is it means they offer management, distribution, promotion, and it's such an attractive offer. And to be approached by a record company at this point in my life, at this point in my career, that is interested in management and promotion and booking.
And publishing.
Well, that's what we're hoping for.
Yeah.
If we can get the publishing thing happening, we're golden.
Yeah. So the thing that's been cool is the co-founders, Todd and Lisa, a married couple, currently up in Maine. Todd is a bass player. He's had his own career in local music from way back. And he's also an audio engineer with a studio. And that's another perk for this particular outfit, because you've got a whole bunch of records that you've recorded in one studio or another. And to have somebody be able to take it from the raw tracks and remaster it, this is what happened with your very first single on this label. And it's a rocker with a friend of yours from Morphine fame. Huh. And we want to play that, but talk up a little bit about the experience that we all had in finding this song and saying, hey, I think this is the one, and then how we sort of got it tautified and remastered.
Right. Well, you know, I looked through what I had and I realized I had a few things that had not been released at all. And we were talking, Todd and I were talking about, you know, having him take a look and listen and perhaps remaster things. So it seemed to me like if we could make it happen with a song that had not been released before, that would be fresh and good and feel right. So played this for Todd and Lisa, you know, just what do you guys think?
Yep.
And they both really responded positively to it. We thought, hey, you know, I've sort of become known for being a balladeer these days, and that's not really where I come from. And it's I don't have any problem being a balladeer. I love beautiful, you know, emotionally charged songs that that soothe and that that deal with sadness. But this one is kind of a little bit of a rant. And I think it sat well with everybody that it was just kind of had a little attitude and it was rocking really hard. And then you got Dana Cawley on there just killing it, you know, just killing it. So, yeah, that's the story.
I know that you recorded it during the, you know, the pandemic. Was it written then or did you have it from way back?
It was written during the pandemic. I did a lot of writing during the pandemic, as opposed to many people that I know that were that felt shut down creatively. Something about the pandemic just made me work hard. I mean, I guess I had to do something to keep from freaking out, you know.
Sure. So, and I remember that you and Dana were working together in a project, the Back Porch Carousel project.
That's right.
Is that how this came about, the pairing?
Well, yeah. It just we were doing a lot of recording remotely, and that simply means that, you know, I'm at home and I record something and then I send you that recording and you add something to it. We bring it back to my place, we put it all together, you know, so it's like you don't see the people, but you hear their contribution.
Amazing.
And yeah, the Back Porch Carousel was born of the pandemic and the isolation that kept us from playing together. We used Zoom and the internet and remote recording to survive creatively during that time. That entire time we were making music and, you know, trying our best to play together over the internet. But we managed to survive and to be creative and alive.
No joke, it kind of kept us all sane, you know, having something to look forward to, having creative energy and output. You know, it really helped. So, all right, so this came out of the pandemic. It's called If You Think. You said it's a rant. Talk about you think what? What are the lyrics going to tell us?
If you think, you know, if you think you can make things better after treating me this way, you probably better think again.
Uh-huh. All right. Boy, that's ominous, but it's a great premise for a song. So with that, the first release on Rock Garden Records from Adam Sherman, this is If You Think.
Still get along. If you
It's WMFO in Medford, 10:12 in the morning. Wow. You've got to be really happy with that, Adam.
Thank you, Mike.
And that single is going to have, appropriately so, a release party, and it's happening at one of all of our favorite oldie-time clubs here right in Cambridge called the Plough and Stars, tomorrow at 4 p.m. Adam, talk a little bit about that event and the great band that you'll have with you celebrating that song and all of your music.
The Plough and Stars is just, it just holds such a completely unique and deep place in my heart. It's just it's a wonderful place to hang. It is a wonderful place to play music. And for me, I got lucky and I got a residency there, which means I get to play once a month. And it has turned into a forum for being able to introduce new material into my repertoire. And it is a catalyst for writing, you know, because now there's a reason to write. And to be able to present new material, untried material, to an audience under the conditions at the Plough, which is, it's just such a loving and laid-back place.
And intimate.
Yeah. And you really get to see people's faces and their response and whether they applaud or whether they talk during, you know, it's just an interesting thing. So the Plough is a great place. If you haven't been there, you must come. Come on Sunday afternoon at 4 and listen to us play.
All right. Well, I just did have a phone call. Somebody called from Maine. I wonder who that might be, but they've hung up. So you guys, please call back. until then, you know, I noticed, Adam, you've got a guitar. So actually, they're calling back now. I have a feeling
right,
that
see.
I know who this is. Hi, is this who I think it is? All right. Hang on, you guys. All right. These are the people we've been talking about. Please welcome Todd and Lisa from Rock Garden Records.
Hey, guys.
Good morning, you guys.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Happy birthday.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
Congratulations, Adam.
Thank you, Todd.
Pretty
Thank
good,
you,
huh?
Lisa. Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you like hearing that song on the radio after all that?
I'll tell you what, that is an eye opener, and it's becoming our anthem pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty
yeah.
good. So yeah, we were just talking about the single release tomorrow at the Plough. Very exciting place. Adam was saying it holds so much you know, good feelings in that bar. I know that you hadn't been there in years, the two of you. What do you think of that bar as the perfect place to release this single?
It's like home. It just feels like the right place, the right people surrounding Adam, who have seen him throughout his career. It just feels like the best place to do this.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect timing, great place. Good people and rock and roll. You know, you really can't go wrong with that formula.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about the genesis of Rock Garden Records. Since you guys are on the phone, if you want to just take a second and tell all of our listeners just about the kind of stuff that Rock Garden's doing.
Maybe not bore everybody with all of that.
Well, just a
right
little
now,
bit.
Because yeah, it's we're here to cheer on Adam and celebrate, you know, the single. And Adam's birthday, you know, this is a
right.
big time. But, you know, it's about exactly what transpired with Adam. I mean, it's Lisa and my passion for great music. We want to spend our time with great people. And those two things collide sometimes. And then the universe colludes to make things come together.
Yep.
And there we are. We're all on the phone together right now. We're all you know, in this together. And that's what Rock Garden Records is all about. We're just a couple of music gardeners that love to, you know, plant things and see what happens. And you know, people who've seen us, I think what it is that, you know, we planted some seeds, and Adam had watched those grow, and over time it kind of made sense, and then the two paths just kind of come together, and that's what's happening right now with several of our artists.
For sure, for sure. And just before we wrap up with you guys, let's talk about the all-important podcast that Adam is on that just came out this morning.
Fantastic episode. We had so much fun with Adam because, Mike, you and I have started this thing basically talking about people's, you know, Fab Five songs or favorite five songs.
Yep.
And where they came from, what it did to them, you know, what their musical life and even personal life, how these things, you know, direct us and guide us and kind of lead us to these moments. And Adam's story is just fantastic. So much of it is intricately woven into music, and it's made the fabric of who he is, and it's speaking to us right now in his art he's already created and released, and then the new stuff we have the pleasure and honor of working with him to get out to the public. So the episode's great. It also has our beautiful, charming friend Chachi Lofret as our other guest. And, you know, interestingly, Chachi, while not a musician, just his entire interview was just completely tied to how music influenced him, influenced his decisions, why he ended up at WBCN, and then his whole intricately woven path forward, all based on kindness and love,
right,
and really carrying the Beatles message forward of, you know, all you need is love. You sprinkle that with a little kindness, and, you know, boy, does the world look different.
There you go. So everybody can listen to this podcast called Rock Garden Radio, anywhere that you get podcasts. And we do it just about every week on Friday, so make sure you do that. Also, please come by The Plow tomorrow at 4 to celebrate with us.
Tomorrow.
And wish Adam a belated happy birthday just by a couple of days. So I think it still fits for sure. And I want to thank you guys for calling up, and we'll see you later this weekend.
Thank you.
See you guys. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
See you. Bye.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye. All right. Those guys are so great. Todd and Lisa from Rock Garden Records. All right, Adam. I want to introduce the audience to some of the stuff that you had mentioned before. A lot of the songs that you do are born of real emotion, and they're ballads a lot of the time. And I'm so glad that you're going to play a couple of them for us. Starting with one that's just beautiful called Love Forgives. Let us know about that song.
What to say about this song?
Or you could just play it. It's up to you.
Well, yeah, you know, but it's an opportunity to think about it myself.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes things occur in our lives that that really shake us up. And, I mean, this song really is summed up in its title. I mean, that's what it's about. It's about the way that we can open ourselves and let go of our judgment, and let our light shine, and we can share that with people too. So this is called Love Forgives.
Beautiful.
Love forgives every fall from grace, time will prove love's worth. Chill is in the air this August night. It's more than we can bear to say goodbye. Somewhere in our minds, we think it's right. Somewhere in our souls, we know it's a lie. If I knew what I know now, I'd rail against the night. If I knew that you'd become the shadow in my life. Love forgives every fall from grace. Love will heal every hurt. Love forgives every fall from grace. Time will prove love's worth. Oh, 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 love forgives. Love forgives. Love forgives.
You know, it's Adam Sherman in Love Forgives, live in Studio A. I've heard that song an awful lot, but having just an acoustic performance like that on the radio is something special. And it's kind of Days Gone By, you know, of having somebody just sort of whip out a guitar and play it live on the radio. So thank you for doing that. Can I talk you into doing another one?
Yeah, you probably can. Okay. I'm trying to think of what the... Let's see. I'd do a different thing. Yep. Maybe. I don't know. That kind of felt sweet. Yeah. Let me try another.
The capo is coming off.
The capo is off, and it must not stay there.
Okay. Instead, our time
done. I believe you were the one. I'll move on and I will be alright. But you know how hard I try. You know how hard I try.
I love that one too. I don't hear that one as much. That was really beautiful. And I'm gonna talk you into one more, and I have a request. you did a song about this state, about Massachusetts. Which is just beautiful. Is that something that you could sort of pull out of your early morning?
Yeah.
Yeah? Awesome.
I could. This one, we're on Tufts Radio here. This one may be the next single. We're going to see. And we'll see.
Awesome. We'll see. I love it.
All right, and if I screw it up, that's because I haven't played it for a long time.
Okay.
Massachusetts night, sleeping like a dog. She's half an hour late. She always takes that long. She pulls up. She has a new tattoo. It says like a hurricane, and it's totally true. Sandpaper voice and a diamond stud nose. The deeper and deeper I she's wild, and she loves the Massachusetts night. Yeah, she's wild, and she loves Massachusetts, the Massachusetts night. Well, she's a lover and a fighter. Drinker and a driver, and I'm all alone even when I'm beside her. More that I want her, the tighter I hold, the faster and faster she goes. 'Cause she's wild, she loves the Massachusetts night. Yeah, she's wild, and she loves the Massachusetts night. Out in the humid night, there's a halo around the parking lot light. I feel so small and insignificant, trying imagine how I'd ever fit into her life. I wanna hold her, I wanna heal her, I wanna trust her, I don't believe her. I wanna love her, wanna keep her from harm, but I know I'm never gonna fall asleep in her arms. And that Massachusetts night looms long and wide. I don't see my reflection in her eyes, 'cause she is wild. She's wild, and she loves the Massachusetts night. She is wild, and she loves Massachusetts. And she loves the Massachusetts. Massachusetts
night. Thank you so much for doing that one.
Thanks for asking, but a little out of practice, but that's good, though. It's good.
It was great. Listen, I thought that I was going to be able to sort of move to playing some recorded stuff, but no such luck. Where do you see these comments? I just want to tell you who's listening in. Agent Zudy is saying, good morning. Hi, Adam. Mike Galper's in Seattle, for some reason, listening. Christopher Johnson says, can he just keep playing? And he wants to hear some other stuff, too, like maybe January, February. Jim McGrady from Globox, happy birthday. Birthday, Adam, great song.
Thank you, Jim.
Johnny Barnes. Adam sounds amazing. Paula Worsley, great show. See you tomorrow. Lisa Erickson, yes, Massachusetts night, of course. So what do you think? Can we get one more out of you? Maybe January, February, because it's still February, and then you can't do it again for a year.
All right. Well, you know, you got me. I got to do my seasonal song.
Yeah, please do.
I got to check this tuning, though. Can you talk amongst yourselves,
all right.
Okay? Because it's bugging me.
Hey, yep. Adam.
Yeah.
As an artist, and you've been around probably late 70s, early 80s, and you're creating a lot of great, beautiful music. What is your vision when you're writing this, when you've been a long-term artist, when you birth these children, these are your children, what is your vision? Do you hope that they make it onto airwaves or onto a recording?
Well, you know, for me, it is the actual contact with human beings that makes me very happy and really is part of, I think, why I love playing music so much. It's the connecting with people. I mean, it's like being here with you guys and doing this is... This is as satisfying to me, you know, from the standpoint of recognition, you know, just like you guys are doing me the honor of just listening to what I'm doing. And that, to, you know, for me, that's the thing. It's I'm preparing something to share. I'm giving it. If it's received, then it's a cool thing. It's like, you know, if you give somebody a gift and they love it, then that's a great transaction, you know. And so you strive for that, you know. You work for that, and it doesn't always work out that way. But that's
it's
what, you know, when I'm talking about the plow, a lot of it is that is you're in this place that's not exactly, you know, tuned into what you're doing. But if you can get people to tune in, that's something.
It's intimate.
Yeah, you know, you have achieved something as an artist to be able to you know, rise above the conversation and the TV screen and all, you know, all of this stuff that is part of the deal there. Yeah. Did that answer your question?
Yeah. I mean, I know how when you're singing your songs, you definitely paint the picture. It comes from a personal perspective, and I think whoever's listening can realize that. And you're bringing them into your world and showing them what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's the delivery of the song, too, to get that message across that you felt when you were writing it.
Yeah.
So that sort of leads right into January, February. This is not just another seasonal song. This was sort of an attempt by you to sort of explore jazz. And you really delved into this. This is a really beautiful track here.
Ah, thank you. I'm just going to play it. You know,
okay.
So... I mean, I don't know why I can't get this to sound good. Well, I guess it's gonna have to do, kids. It was a fake secondhand fur, and she wore it with style. Beneath a blue sodium glow, street lamps flickered on her smile. It was the first day of the year. Evergreen had turned to brown, and we stood 12 inches apart, and then she turned around. January, February, darkness falls by five. January,
February. Daylight losing time. January, it's cold and dark. When she walked away, a chill wrapped round my heart. And February is a bitter wind, and I don't believe she'll be coming back this way again. January, February, darkness falls by five. January, February, daylight losing time. Daylight losing time. Well, it was daylight losing time.
Well, you really made it work. I mean, I, Adam, I hope you love playing that song as much as we love hearing it.
Oh,
it's a really great just part of your catalog. That's the different. You know, it's you know, you really those great jazz chords.
Yeah,
you know, it just makes me happy.
Yeah, I know. It was, I really was listening to a lot of Chet Baker and
right.
and loving jazz and. I got told by jazz people that this was not really jazz. This was jazzy. So I said, all right, fine. What are you going to do? You know, you can't just walk in there and be a jazz guy. But I do love the sounds and you know, that crossover of bluesy stuff with jazzy stuff. And
yeah, I love it.
It's a good place to be.
Yep. All right. So if you would like to do another live song, you could. But I've got something from your latest record. Which was Triangle Sky.
Right.
Really nice record and a track called Downpour that I can play unless you'd like to play something else.
I think I'm good with listening to some recorded stuff. Let me sit here and catch my breath for a moment.
All right. If you would, please tell us a little bit about Downpour, the thought behind it.
Downpour. It is a song from the beautiful first blush of a relationship where you begin to wonder, is this going to take? Is this going to be good? And suddenly things just present themselves and opportunities are there. And this is just, it's about all of this stuff raining down upon us, this good stuff, you know. So.
All right, everybody. This is Adam Sherman and Downpour at WMFO.
Give me a heart and give me a home. Time, 'cause I've been alone. You're not like anyone I've ever known. Tomorrow can't come soon enough. Tomorrow's all I'm thinking of. You bring me flowers and you bring me the sun. We talk for hours even though just begun. You see the valley where I come from. Tomorrow can't come soon enough.
say there'll be rain, but I don't mind as long as I see you again. Tomorrow can't come soon enough. Tomorrow's all I'm thinking of. Light, just like a downpour upon my lonely life, and I find I'm not alone anymore.
There's always been a chasm between us. of understanding and of trust. I don't know if you ever really saw me. And love was never something we discussed. People don't stay in my life for very long. I don't know what I'm doing, but what I'm doing must be wrong. So please don't lie. Just say goodbye and let the tide erase the footprints of our lives. I thought that I'd found a kindred spirit, someone I could share my secrets with. And spoke, but I didn't hear it. And I justified every connection missed. Everything changes and dies before too long. I don't know what I'm doing, but what I'm doing must be wrong. So please don't. Say goodbye and let the tide erase the footprints of our lives. We said there'd always be tomorrow. Said there'd always be tomorrow, but time moves like a thief without a sound. There's always been a chasm between us, a lack of understanding and of trust. I don't know if you ever really saw me. And love was never something we discussed. People don't stay in my life for very long. I don't know what I'm doing, but what I'm doing must be wrong. So please don't lie. Just say goodbye and let the tide erase the footprints of our lives. Just let the tide erase the footprints of our
finish it for Left it all behind. There's nothing to stop us.
WMFO in Medford, 10:56 in the morning. I'm Mike, along with Adam Sherman. Thank you so much, Adam, for spending some time this morning.
Thank you, Mike, for having me.
Really enjoyed
it. It's really been a pleasure.
Yeah, and quickly, we heard you play live January, February, and then we heard Downpour, A Place I Don't Know, Footprints, and Hard Place. If I had more time, we'd talk more about those songs, but they kind of speak for themselves.
Yeah.
So let's just remind people, tomorrow, 4 o'clock at the Plow, and the address on Mass Ave is?
912 Mass Ave. No reason not to be there. It's right between Harvard and MIT on Mass Ave.
Yeah, show up at like 3 o'clock just to get a table.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a blast. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you both. We got Mike Stewart here, too,
yep.
and Mike Newman. And thank you so much, guys, for having me. And we'll hopefully see you tomorrow.
Oh, you'll see us tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Adam Sherman, everybody. Yeah. All right. So at 10:57 in the morning, we've got something about the women. I'm so happy to say that. Coming up at 11 a.m. And Jane is here today. Hi, Jane.
Mike, it is so great to see you in this chair. At a few minutes before the hour, I can't even tell you. It's really great. And, you know, looking across, I'm seeing Mike Stewart. I haven't seen Mike in a long time.
Thank you, Jane.
So, you know, this is great. Yep. It's like old home week here.
Yep. So, hey, whenever you're on the air at noon, you do a six-pack at noon. What are you doing today?
Yeah, today the theme of the six-pack is better. It's Chinese New Year. It's Year of the Dragon. I'm turning a page. Hoping for a better year. So, it's a themed six-pack today, and the show is going to feature some new stuff, some old chestnuts, and a bunch of Grammy winners, because, Grammy Awards was really actually
it was really
great.
Good this year, yeah.
Felt relevant, and, you know, a lot of women won. So that was, like, a cool thing. So we're gonna dip into all that this morning.
It was really great, and the first song you want to start off with was a big surprise right at the outset of the broadcast.
Yeah, loved it.
Yeah, and you know, Fast Car has been redone on the country charts, and, you know, no surprise, it's going crazy. It's such a great song.
Yeah.
And Tracy Chapman, who hasn't really performed in public in years.
Yeah. Tufts alum, by the way.
Tufts alum. And there she used to busk in Harvard Square.
Yeah, a friend of mine actually sent me a great photo of her busking in front of what used to be the hardware store in Harvard Square. And we should just, like, all be paying homage to her. And I love that Luke Combs did. And she was amazing. She looked fantastic. She looked
fantastic.
So happy.
Yes, right.
And I loved what a fanboy he was, you know, just like mouthing the words along to her. It was great.
Such a great song. And it's a resurgence on the chart. Makes me happy.
Yeah, me too. Me too, Mike.
All right. So stay tuned for Jane and something about the women. We're going to start with that song.
Yeah, we are. And please, listeners, Mike on the Mic is back on Saturdays from 9 to 11. And I'm very happy about that.
Me too. It's always nice to see you, Jane. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'll be back next week at 9.
Woo-hoo. And